Hello there, guys, and welcome to the One Bad Day Songwriting Podcast, the podcast where we discuss the ins and outs of songwriting and have a lot of fun doing it. My name is Avi. I am a singer-songwriter from Iceland. I publish music under the artist name One Bad Day. And you can find out more about that and get a couple of free songs if you go to onebadday.rocks. There are a couple of free tracks on there, and you'll join my mailing list, and I'll be your best friend for the rest of your life. Now, today's episode is a little bit different. And this is the start of a new thing that I want to do. So if you've been listening so far, this is episode number 6. And every episode until now has been, between 40 minutes and an hour. And it's been me. And last episode, I had a great guest, John Ojaka, discussing, sort of in-depth topics. And if you haven't listened to the conversation I had with John last week, you should definitely go check it out. I really loved that conversation. But so now I'm doing a little bit, doing something a little bit different. This, I'm going to call this an inspiration. And I'm going to be doing 2 episodes per week now. I'm going to do one shorter one, which I'll call an inspiration. And then I'll keep doing the long form ones as well. And so this is the first inspiration. So what's going to happen here is I'm going to just bring up a little nugget. It's just going to be a short little nugget of inspiration. Or something like a songwriting prompt or an idea. Something that might spark your imagination. And I'm going to use myself as a guinea pig for all of these things. And hopefully this will turn into a resource for you. So if you are a singer, maybe you're a singer-songwriter, maybe you're just a lyricist, maybe you're maybe you score films or something. I don't know. But this is intended as a little, a little resource. So if you're ever stuck for ideas, you could go hopefully mining through these as they add up. That's my hope. And these are just going to be available on my website. And in the show description, I'll list, the nugget in a nutshell, so to speak. You can go there and you can find all of these as they add up. And hopefully this will turn into a little resource. So what I want to talk about today is forcing yourself to write about, whatever. That's the little nugget here. So just take something that you probably wouldn't normally write about and force yourself to write about it. If you don't write lyrics, maybe choose a key that you wouldn't normally use, or choose a beat that you wouldn't normally use, or a meter or something. Just something that you, and what I mean, I don't mean, something that you've never thought about doing. I mean taking something that you've actually dismissed and using that. And I'll tell you what I mean in a second. I think what this does is it just forces you, again, I keep talking about, going out of your comfort zone. I just think it's so important. But also this is not, this is just a challenge. This doesn't have to turn into something beautiful. And so just before I tell you exactly what I'm talking about, I want to tell you how this is all going to work. So in episode number 4 of this podcast, I put forth some challenges for 2019. Some songwriting challenges for myself and for all of you who are listening, if you want to participate. And so what these are there are a few things that I said, this is what I'm going to do to make myself a better songwriter in 2019. And I highly recommend you go back to onebadday.is/episode4 and listen to those. But one of the challenges, and the biggest one, was I am going to write a song every week all year long. So for that, for me, that means sitting down every Sunday, because that's the best day for me, and, you know, setting myself, aiming for, you know, like 1 or 2 hours to just sit down and write. And, you know, sometimes I might come up with a song. I'm sure there will be times when I won't, where I'll absolutely fail. But, you know, I'll try to come up with a song. If I only come up with, you know, a piece of a melody or some vague ideas for lyrics or a guitar riff or something, that's okay. You know, I figure if I can do this every other week successfully, if I sit down every week and I'm only successful every other week, that's still 26 songs throughout the year. So for this, I decided to every week just come up with a little songwriting prompt or inspiration or something for myself, and then I'll tell you about it on Tuesday. So on Sunday, I'll sit down and I'll try to write something, and I'll try to use a little, some kind of little a prompt or something like that. Hopefully some stuff that I haven't used before, and then I'm going to bring that to you on Tuesdays in the form of these little nuggets. So this time I sat down and I went through my little list of lyrics ideas, because that's usually where my songs start from. They tend to start from a line or something like that. And I went through it and I didn't really have anything good. You know, and sometimes that does happen, you know, the well runs dry, so to speak. So all the little lines that I had written down in my database of lyric ideas, which is just a document on Google Docs where I write down, you know, anytime a clever line pops into my head, I try to remember to write it down in that document, so it's there. And I couldn't really find anything, but I found a line that it's really not a great line. You know, basically the line was something like, I can't stand not seeing the ocean, so I'll drink myself a new one, or something like that, which is really a bad line. But I thought, you know, I'm gonna challenge myself to make something out of this line. So I took it, and the line comes from, I remember sitting down years ago and writing down a bunch of different sort of clever drinking lines, very much inspired by Tom Waits, as you can imagine. And, you know, I just sat down and I wrote down all of these little drinking quips, if you will. And then I just sort of, you know, I think I used a couple of them. I remember using one of the lines was, just pour me a drink and everything will be okay, or something like that. Which I then used for a song that's on my album, which is called Pour Me a Dream. So I changed the line from pour me a drink to pour me a kiss. I think that was the start of the song. So just pour me a kiss and it'll all be all right is, one of the lines in the song. And then that turned into pour me a dream as well. Anyway, I digress. But, you know, so I had a couple of these little drinking quips left over. And this was one of them. You know, I can't stand not seeing the ocean, so I'll drink myself a new one or something like that, which is just a bad, cheesy line. But I thought, you know what? You know, this is all about challenges, right? And I am intending to make 2019 a year of challenges for me, where I'm going to overcome some of the stuff that, I'm not happy about. You know, this is, and other stuff, not just songwriting, you know, I'm going to challenge myself physically. You know, I'm going to work out more than I have been doing. I'm going to challenge myself mentally in other ways, and all kinds of things. But so I said, you know, that's the theme. I'm challenging myself. So I'm going to take this line and I'm going to make something of it, even though I hate the line. And, you know, a little more backstory here. I know I'm awful about digressing from my from the topic, but the line about not seeing the ocean comes from my life, actually, because you know, I'm Icelandic, And I don't know, many of you might not know a lot about Iceland, but Icelanders, we live along the coastline. There are some people who live a little bit inland, but anywhere where people live, and especially where there are towns and things, you're almost always by the sea. And if you're not by the sea, you're never probably more than 30 minutes away from the sea, maybe an hour. So you're always going to see the ocean very frequently. And, you know, I've even lived inland, but, you know, the nearest big town where you had to go to buy things was by the sea. So, you know, so you're always close to the ocean when you live in Iceland. You know, obviously it's an island and the middle is all mountains. And then I lived in London for a year. And I remember thinking, like 3 months in, I thought, I have not seen the ocean for months now. And it was just really weird. It's just a really weird feeling. And I don't think I ever saw the ocean while I lived there. I can't remember ever going down to the sea while I lived in England. So it was weird. You know, it's just a weird feeling. And it's not, you know, I didn't get depressed or anything. It's not like nothing like that, but it was just a strange, you know, when you've always been close to the sea and then you're suddenly not, it's just strange. Anyway, I came up with this line anyway. I just thought, you know, it's just an interesting thought that, you know, you can't stand not seeing the ocean. Anyway, so I sat down and I forced myself to write something based on this line, and which, you know, well, I threw out the, I'll drink myself a new one. But I took the, I can't stand not seeing the ocean line, and I tried to fit the drinking in there as well. And I thought, you know, all right, so let's just see what is this? What's the story here behind the line? And so I came up with a story about somebody who moves from a small town by the sea, moves to the city where he can't see the ocean anymore, tries to make something of himself. Everybody says he can't do it. And he says, you know, he just shows them the finger and he's, I'm going to do it. You don't know anything. And then eventually, of course, he can't make anything of himself. And his life falls apart in the city and he hates it. And, you know, because it's smelly and he can't see the ocean and it's all horrible. But he's too proud to return home. So he's just wallowing in his dingy apartment in a city that he hates and drinking a lot. So I thought that's a good story for a song. And so I started writing that song. It's not finished. And I don't know if it's going to be a good song or not. I would say maybe 2/3 of the way through the song now. And, you know, I mean, it's, you know, it might be okay. It might be, yeah, who knows? But anyway, it's a song. And regardless of whether that particular song is going to be great, I still think I might, you know, if that song doesn't work out very well, I might go back to that story because it's an interesting story, I think. I'm fascinated with, you know, people who are too proud for their own good. Those that make for very tragic and beautiful stories very often. So I wouldn't have... Anyway, the bottom line is here. I took this line that I hated and I forced myself to use it. I did change it and I took out the most cringeworthy part of the thing. But I kept the sentiment and it forced me to think about what the story would be. And I came up with a story that I'm actually quite excited about writing a song about. Again, you know, that doesn't mean that the song that I am, you know, that I started writing last Sunday will necessarily turn out to be a great song. But I think there is a great song in there. So if that song doesn't turn out all that great, I can start again with the same story. That's the point that I'm trying to make here. So if you're stuck for ideas, force yourself to write about something that you don't really want to write about. Or, you know, just take something that you're not excited about and make yourself excited about it. You know, you never know what could happen. So, you know, maybe you know, this one way that this might work is you might just take a line from a news article, or I don't know, a shampoo bottle. Who knows? You know, just anything. Just find some random words. Or again, if you're not writing lyrics, then you know you could take if you have software that has, you know, a sampler in it, you know, take a sample of a drum beat or I don't know, some instrument or something, and just play it and force yourself to write around that sample or that loop and just see what happens, you know, especially if it's something that's not, you know, that you have never even thought about using before. So just, again, make yourself do something that you never thought you'd do. You know, this was a line that I had completely written off. I never thought I'd use it, and I made myself use it, and it worked out all right. So that's my little Tuesday inspiration for this week. Later this week, I'm going to have another very special guest on the show. We'll have some great things to talk about. So please check that out. Again, if you like this podcast, you can support it by, well, of course, by subscribing and by leaving reviews. And, you know, if you share this with people who might be interested, that obviously helps. You know, this is something that I'm really, really excited to get off the ground. And I'm very, it makes me very, very happy to make these episodes, and I really hope that you enjoy them. I'd love to hear any suggestions you have, any comments, you know, so by all means, don't be a stranger. You know, you can comment on the on this episode or any of the other ones. You can go to the website onebadday.is. This particular episode will be at onebadday.is/episode6. And yeah, I'd love to hear from you. And again, as always, if you want to throw some financial support my way for this, you can go to, if you, the next time you want to go Amazon shopping, you can go to onebadday.is/Amazon. That takes you through my affiliate link, and I get a little cut off your shopping, off the amount that you spend. It won't cost you any more than it would otherwise, but you throw a little support my way. And as always, if you are into books, and you know, if you are into audiobooks, which I certainly am, you can go to onebadday.is/audible, and you can get 2 audiobooks for free. And yeah, so that about does it for this one. This was short and sweet. I hope you enjoyed it. Now, I will see you later this week. I'm not ending these with a song like usual, so I'm just going to sign off. So thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you later. Folk on.